The Bible speaking in the book of Ezekiel 22. He said, I sought for a man. There was a time in the land of Israel where the prophetic individual speak lying vanity, and God look over them, and you could not find a man accurate enough that you can walk with. And although there were men that were ordained as prophet unto nations, God despised them, and he was still looking for a man that is aligned. At that time, God was not looking for men that has a title. He was looking for men that are aligned, that are willing to work with him. Because God has no restraint, either to conquer with many or to win with a few. In the time when God is moving in a region, he doesn't care who has the largest crowd. He doesn't care who is the most anointed. He looks upon the one that is feeble, that is aligned. The soul that is willing to believe the report of the Lord is the one that God endowed with strength. There are opportune times in the spirit. Those were the times that they blew at the sun. Said there was a time when the highways and the byways were not occupied. There was no mother in Israel. And I, the boy, arose mother in Israel. Nobody coronated by a mother. Nobody told that she should arise. She said, I saw a vacancy in the spirit. And I know that God is looking for a woman that will occupy that vacancy. Then I rose as a woman in Israel. I rose as a voice. I rose as a mother. And everyone could not do anything until he consulted Deborah. It was a time when God was looking for somebody that can be responsible enough. You are waiting to be ordained a pastor. You are waiting to be ordained a minister. I know you are waiting to finish your school of ministry. God may need you earlier than you may ever imagine. Men and women are dying in your family. Your area is belief of darkness. Your campus is given unto the devil, and you are waiting to be appointed by men. When God is waiting for you, when creation is waiting for you, you are waiting for men to authorize you. The authorization of men will put you in trouble. But when a man occupies the vacuum that God has established, he arose as messiahs, as saviors, first of all, to their family, then to their nation. There is a reason why the Lord is encountering you. It's simply because the cry of Genesis was never accomplished. He said in the beginning God created. But God saw then the potency of his creation. He still requires a man that he can relate with. As such, God reached out to creation, and he began to look at how he can create someone like him. So let us make man in our image, after our likeness, that the man can represent us. He said the heaven belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given unto the sons of men. God may do nothing upon the face of the earth until you rise. The best of our children will die one day. Your father in the Lord will die one day. Your mother in the Lord will die one day. Until the day you rise, until the day the Lord find you, one day your family will be looking for you, and your family will perish because you refuse to rise. And in the time when God is looking for a man, you say, here am I, but send my friend. I am not qualified. Send my roommate. She is a prayer warrior. She is an escort of the fellowship. But the Lord said, I am still looking for a man. Although there were many prophets in Israel, do you realize that the man that God was talking to was Ezekiel? Ezekiel was an opportunistic prophet. He was a prophet in captivity. Ezekiel was a prophet that God encountered in captivity. He was part of them that were taken as captive. But while he was there, he saw a vacancy in the spirit. That is the desire of God, that God always speak to his people by the agency of the... In the book of Hebrews 1, the Bible said, God in diverse times, at sundress time, spoke unto our forefathers by the prophet. He has in this last day chose to speak to us through his son, who he has made heir of all things, upholding everything by the word of his power. Till today, God still speaks to his oracles, still his mouthpiece. But do you know you can be one? Do you know you can be one? Deborah was not qualified. Ezekiel was not qualified. Moses was not qualified. Ezekiel was not qualified. Jeremiah was not qualified. Everyone is not qualified. But when they reach out to the Lord called them to himself. He made them and built them, then he sent them. None of the apostles were qualified. God qualified them. So when God sought for a man, Your response is, here am I, send me. Yes, you are a stammerer. Yes, you are a tax collector. Yes, you are a fornicator. Yes, you are an adulterer. It does not matter. Can you be available for the Lord to make you? Because the cry from Genesis was, let us make man. Not let us send a man, let us make. God want to take you and mold you, equip you and make you, then he can send you. He reached out to Ezekiel. Ezekiel was among the captivity. Suddenly he saw in the spirit, and he was caught up in the spirit. He said, when he will speak unto me, Ezekiel 2 verse 2, the spirit enters me and set me upon my feet. He was part of them as a captive. Immediately when he operated in the vacancy available, at that moment he became the prophet over them, and God began to speak to him and keep it to what the destiny of Israel lies. Do you realize that Joseph was taken to Egypt as a slave, but a slave became a voice of the Lord in the land? Do you realize that Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, they were taken to captivity in Babylon, but they went and became the men that God was seeking for? The cry of Genesis that will make a man till today is what God is looking for. The intention of God is not to have two supermen in Lafayette. No, is that everybody looking at me right now become a strong man in your family, in your campus, in the whole nation. There is so much vacancy in the spirit. There are millions of people perishing every day. The Lord require you to occupy the vacancy. He said, yeah. Believe our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? There is a reason why the Lord is encountering you, is to bring you to a point where you become a man that he can send. But can you respond to that encounter? Can you dwell with him in the cave called Adullam? Can you mount up and dwell in the upper room? Remain in the upper room. Have an intercourse with the spirit of the Lord. When you come out, your face will glow. When you come out, the dimensions of God will be evident in your life. And men can never deny that you are a witness of the living reality of God. He said, God working with them, confirming his word with signs and wonders for me. But now, your voice become an igniter. Your voice become like a lighter. That light is the whole world. That men and women hear you and they cannot sleep again. And men and women hear you talk and they cannot return back to idolatry, to fornication. That their passion is switched again. That as they hear you, you become a voice of conviction. You don't even have to preach. Your lifestyle begins to judge them. These are men of the presence. Men of the presence become envoys of God. The greatest desire of God that you can find representative. Representative. That is why he's still looking for a man. Adam became the first project that failed. Adam was actually a man that could not reproduce himself. Was a seed that was not fruitful. The Bible said the first Adam was a living soul. The second Adam became a life-giving spirit. Adam became a seed that could not bear fruit because the devil came and he attacked it and ensured that Adam never bear righteous seed. And Adam never came to a point to be called the son of the Most High. And God still sought for a man. He moved again until the second Adam was born. When the second Adam was born, the second Adam became both a seed and a fruit. The second Adam became a seed that can bear fruit. So he was an offspring of David, yet a seed of divinity that gave birth to divinity upon the face of the earth. The first Adam was an offspring of divinity. Seed of divinity, but could not reproduce divinity. But the second Adam became a seed of divinity that can reproduce divinity in mortality. So that when immortality, when divinity collides with the humanity of mankind, the humanity of mankind is swallowed and the divinity of God is revealed. Me and you are a byproduct of the seed royal of the second Adam. You are the sons of men, but you are the sons of God. I know men gave birth to you, but God gave birth to you. You are the root and the offspring of David, because you are the seed of God. Jesus Christ was not the lineage of David. He is their root and their seed. Without him, David will not be born. As an offspring in humanity, he was birthed by man. But as the seed, he was actually a product of divinity. And that is why till today, that seed could never die. And up till now, why God still encounter you and I is because God knows that there is still vacancy. God knew that the work is still plenty. If not, God will stop encountering men. The reason why God is still visiting you at night, showing you the calling that he has for you, showing you the visions he has for you, is because there is so much work need to be done. And if you refuse to hearken unto that, you are part of the challenge we have in the body of Christ. Men have become supermen. And we never knew that one of the actual goals of God is to ensure that every seed die, that he can bring many sons unto glory. Me and you are seed that God is planted in time, that he can generate us again and regenerate us. Your life will bear no relevance until the Lord encounter you. That is why till today, God is still visiting you and I. We are going to try again. How many do you have? You know, the constraint of time in AICC Church is heavy. You know, I went for an AICC meeting and they gave me 40 minutes. Even 30 minutes. 30 minutes. And they wanted me to preach, heal the sick, cast out devils, and do impartation. How do you beat a believer with that kind of time? Yet you go to your office for 10 hours per day. Some of you, your office, you spend to make, if you divide your salary by 30 days, some of you make only 1,000 naira per day. But that 1,000 naira, you work for it for 20 hours. And you want to encounter God and you are giving God 40 minutes. You know your life is a joke. You know you are lying. The Moses you said that is a man that encountered God actually gave God 40 days. Moses was in the mountain for 40 days with the Lord. After 40 days, his face glowed. Jesus Christ remained for hours praying. There's no magic to it. If you also remain inside for 1 week, your face will glow. An average day, I spent 15 hours inside. An average day, 15 hours inside. Why will your face not glow? You are the one that is busy doing nothing. Anytime you want to encounter God, you must give him time. Is it not encounter you want? You must give God time, because you don't know when God will come. God come at his own time, not at your own time. We have a sandwich kind of believers. We thought we can cry and bring down God in 1 hour of shouting. God will wait. When you are done, in the cool, then he begins to blow. Just when you are tired, that is when the windows of heaven is open. And you will see a cool breeze begin to come. How many of you have tried to stay indoor with the Lord in 1 hour? And just when the 1 hour was getting done, that is when the Holy Ghost begin to come. You were struggling. When you felt the shared grace, that is when grace came. It will be foolish of you at that time for you to pack your Bible and leave in the main. That is how men miss encounters with the Lord. You must learn the culture of the many. The first time we saw an encounter in the upper room was when the apostles gathered together. Jesus told them, tarry, tarry in Jerusalem until you are in. The word until does not have a time duration. Until means until. People call me every day and say they have been praying, they have not seen the result. I say keep on praying. They say, for how long? I say, for as long as until you see result. God is not your maid. You don't give God time. You don't say, God, if you don't do this by one now, I will leave you. Please leave. At least the load you will reduce. Have you been to the ATM before to withdraw money? And the line was too long. And somebody got tired. And he said, I'm going back home. And you're happy because you know the guy has just reduced the queue for you. So blessed is he that is not offended in me. You want to encounter the Lord. Are you willing to wait? Are you willing to remain? Many of you look at men and you admire their glory. You never care to know their stories. The secret of men is not what you see in the public. The secret of men are hidden. Only few half of it. You don't know what they do in their secret. It is their encounters that define them. Encounters in God are organic. These are the things that journey into you the realities of God. You must have gone to a Bible school and studied the Bible cover to cover that you never know God until God revealed himself to you. The revelation of God is revealed upon the platter of an encounter, because an encounter creates an exchange. Many of the dimensions I'm functioning in today, I got them via an encounter. Because there are men that have gone to Bible schools, they have been lay hands and lay leg, yet they cannot function in anything. Why? There is no encounter. Jesus Christ himself, his life was a moment of encounter. Why do you think Jesus Christ was praying? Why? He desired an encounter. The Bible says why he was praying, the heaven opened and the Lord God, Spirit of the Lord came upon him like a dove. That was an encounter. That when he went to pray, the countenance of his body was changed. That was an encounter. Why do you think he was praying? It's because he needed encounter to help him thrive. Many of you have never seen the need for an encounter. You have been in Christianity for the past 10 years. You have never desired to have an encounter with the Lord. What are the parameters of spiritual growth you do not know? Prayer is a challenge. Fasting is a challenge. Studying the Bible itself is a challenge. I don't know about you. When you truly want to encounter the Lord, you must go beyond devotional. Many of you have tied yourself to devotional. Those things are good. But maybe when the Lord will come is when you are just done, finished reading for today. And the Lord say, read the one of next tomorrow too. While I became serious with God, they gave me our daily manna. They say I should read one page per day. I opened the one page, I finished it. I was so hungry enough. I was greedy. I opened the next one, I finished it. Open the next one, I finished it. If I know, I have finished the entire one for the month. I asked my mother, I say, is there no anyone again? Say, ah, young man, they don't study this thing like this. It's a daily manner. You eat one and you wait for tomorrow. I say, I am too hungry today. Every by me, I want everything today. You went and carried Bible study guide. How to stop, finish the Bible in 1 year. Every day you need to do chapters. You can't grow like that. Forget about that thing. The man that has truly encountered God, that you desire the dimension he is today, he didn't find God like that. Go beyond those religious seeking for God and jump into the pool. When I took my Bible to study, I don't read one chapter. I enter into it. I dive inside. I read as much as possible. When light is off, I look for candle. I look for torch. I'm just reading again. Sometimes you forget you are reading it just because you are reading. When you are done reading like that, your heart is one with the scripture. When you sleep, encounters come naturally. Sometimes as you are reading, suddenly your eyes will close and you are open into a vision. That one encounter is what will change your life forever. There was never too much encounters that Saul had in scripture. One, as he's going to Damascus. The other one, when he went to the wilderness of Arabia. Those were the two encounters that made him to be one of the greatest of all the apostles to today. You have encounters every day. Last night you told me you saw cherubim. The other night you say you saw Sonafim. The other night you say you saw Jesus Christ. Look at your life. Who is lying to who? Encounters in God, they are what? Organic. They are not inorganic. Don't come and tell me what you hear me say. A guy told me that he would go for me to say, you saw angels here. He said, I said, stop saying all of those things. Until you have encountered your reality, you'll be lying to men. The Bible said God was working with them, confirming their words with signs and wonders following. If I begin to share testimony for you now, you'll be afraid. You'll be so afraid. The evidence that you have encountered God is that signs and wonders follows you. That when you speak, the heart of men burn. Yes, you are a prostitute, it doesn't matter. But now you have encountered the Lord. When you stand to begin to speak, they say, ah, was that not you? Is this not the son of David? Was this not this weak and feeble man? No, they have had an encounter. Because encounter re-engineered you. You that was shy and timid before, that could never even talk for 1 minute. Now, as you hold the microphone, as you begin to talk, from revelation begin to come. You don't even know where the things you are saying are coming from. When you carry your pen to begin to write, you are like Moses that had an encounter in the beginning. I knew a lady. Anytime this lady carry pen and sit down to begin to write, when you read the things she write, so you start praying. She's not an apostle, a prophet, or nothing. She had one encounter. When she carried the Bible to begin to write, it's as if she writes another testament of the Bible. I used to read them to go and preach. When I read those things, I see my encounters in them. Those women have become gate in the spirit. Those men have become porters. Encounters make you a living envoy in the spirit. It makes you a witness. Now, you are in your room, yet you are in another person's room. You are in another person's room, yet you are in your classroom. You may be here, praying here, and suddenly God can give you an encounter. And there is a test going on in the department. And because of that encounter, you may be here yet to be writing the test there. You have no understanding. Do you know what encounter does? Encounters bring the reality of heaven to the earth. One of the systems of exchange is an encounter, not just an impartation. An encounter is what orchestrates an impartation. Without an encounter, an impartation is a waste of time. You can encounter a man and your life will change. When you encounter an angel, your life will change. When you encounter Jesus, your life will change. But if there is no a genuine encounter, even if you receive the impartation, you still die. Because what sustains the impartation is a continual encounter. The Lord visiting you again and again. I read the story of Anna Rontu. This woman stayed indoor. The Lord appeared to her every day, revealing himself to her. She just keep writing. What she wrote is what people are reading today, and they're having encounters. What she called the Bible was the relationship of men with God. Moses had an encounter. He wrote 5 books. David had an encounter. He wrote other books. Solomon had an encounter. He wrote another one. Paul, the war sinner, had an encounter. He wrote another one. Esther had an encounter. She wrote another one. You, if you should read your life now, your life is a testimony of carnality. No man can ever look at your life and envy it. Because your life is deprived of encounters. Everything about you speak dead. No man can follow you for 5 years and know the Lord. Although you are a pastor, you are even a teacher. Every lady that comes to you, you sleep with her. Every guy that comes to you, you do him. And you carry a very big title. It's a challenge. That is why we need revival again. That is why God is still looking for a man. Because every man that is available right now has betrayed God. If you read that story in the book of Ezekiel 22, the Bible is about how the prophet has spoken lying vanity. They have said, thus says the Lord, when the Lord has not spoken. In the season and time like this, the wrath and the indignation of the Lord comes upon men, and God is coming to judge. At this time, great men will fall, and men that were nothing are the ones that God will make them nobles. When the Lord begins to encounter a generation, it's because he wants to lift men. God does not just leave heaven to come to earth for nothing. When God visits the earth, it's because there's an initiation. It's a convocation. It's a coronation. Because anytime somewhere leave and come seeking for a man, it's because there's an oil that needs to be poured upon in David. It does not matter how Saul has reigned forever. When that oil come upon David, even if he's rejected by men, God has approved of him. Say, the house of Saul may grow weaker and weaker, but the house of David will grow stronger and stronger. Your security is in this kingdom. It's in how much more God encounter you. It does not matter how your life has been. Let it be the way it is. Let God keep pouring his ointment upon you. Men will look upon you and wonder. They will say, is this not this carnal lady? Yet you have bought her several times. Yet you have many boyfriends. But now, like Rahab the prostitute, your name is registered in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And they can never mention the heritage of Jesus Christ and not call your name. When God is seeking man, he's looking for women and men that he can qualify. There is a vacancy in the spirit. Right now, the Lord is raising again women. Women that can occupy certain level of vacancy. We have underestimated the power of women. If you read the book of Judges 5, the book of Judges is the book of war. The book of Judges is the book of the strength of God, revealed by the arm strength arm of Jehovah Sabaoth. How God, the man of war, moved through territories to reclaim the heritage of Israel back to his own. But we saw the key players. We saw women among the key players of the book of Judges. What will the woman be doing when they are measuring men like Jephthah, like Samson, Othniel? And we hear women like Jael. We hear women like Deborah. How are they becoming key players? It was because at that time, it is impossible for God to work except he reach out to gate. Without these women, it is impossible for God to reclaim certain heritage. I don't know how anointed Mordecai is. He might have been the one that has bettered Esther. But in Shushan, the palace, Mordecai is handicapped. Haman may kill him, but Haman could never kill Esther, because Esther was appointed for such a time as that. I don't know how you have become. You may not know that there is a reason why God has appointed you for such a time as this. There is a time and a season coming in the body of Christ when women will become our last line defense, because men are failed. Men are failed. Men are failed. That is the calling of God. Men are taking advantage of the effort. They are staying their garment. And now God is reaching out to women. They look like the weaker vessels, but God said, I have hidden strength in this one. There's a reason why the devil went to Eve. There's a reason. There's a reason. Eve is the custodian of the temple of creation. If he has went to Adam, he will not get anything. What God took from Adam was the system of reproduction. He took away the system of reproduction and he created a woman. Man can never give birth except by a woman. A woman can give birth without the agency of a man, as long as she can align to a spirit. The womb of a woman can carry anything. That is the capacity that God is reaching out to in this time. That women that can become custodians, that can give birth to the possibility of God in this end time. These women will not be complete by men. No, they will be the one that will safeguard the life and the destiny of men. These women will be the one that will guard the gate of their family. Without them, their husbands will die. There is a reason why the devil is after the spiritual life of ladies. It's because there's a womb that must be preserved. Women are the one that give birth to godly seed. Women are the one that give birth to a godly seed. If a man backslide, it's because the woman do nothing. Men can fail. If women fail, a whole generation is compromised. Every testimony and story of a great man has a woman attached to it. Samuel was a product of the prayer of a woman. Samson was the product of the prayer of a woman. Timothy, an apostle, was the prayer of the product of his grandmother and his mother. I am the product of the praying of a woman. Many years ago, I remained a drunkard, I remained a fornicator, but suddenly, a woman began to pray. She visited the womb wherewith the child in her was conceived. He said, while Mary was pregnant, Elizabeth was also pregnant, and the children among them were communicating. There was no need for their husband. The children were communicating. They were communicating because the womb is where the destiny are built. He said, there are two nations in you. There are two nations in you. These two nations are fighting. There is a vacancy for spiritual motherhood. Women that we occupy the vacancy in the spirit to God, ladies. I have been mentored by tremendously great men in the body of Christ. They have mentored me so much. I was not alone. They lay hands on many of us, including many women. Do you realize that many women are more closer to men of God than men? But yet again, the same way they get the impartation, the same way they lose it. I searched through all the women that were mentored by my mentors. I discovered no one of them is surviving till today. No. Only few of us are surviving. And the few of us that are surviving are men. The few women that we are surviving are the ones that peradventure got married to a pastor. And today, they are just mommy Jew. And every vision that God has given to them has been reduced to sit on the church choir or to women fellowship. And the vacancy keep on increasing. The vacancy keep on increasing. And now, ladies in our generation could not find a woman that can mentor them. Ladies in our generation could not find a woman that can guide them aright. So the destiny and the life of ladies is sabotage. An average lady right now, if you meet her, ask her, her story is the story of pain. How a pastor slept with her. How a president of a fellowship bet with her. How he was ostracized. How this bad thing happened to her. Because there are no women that can guide them aright. A generation is at stake. So God is still looking for a man. And when we say a man is a combination of a woman. We speak about Adam. In the beginning, the quest was to make a man. You are a man. You are a man. All of us are sons of the Most High. But you can die like men and perish like one of the kings. God is about to enlist us again. That is why we must desire an encounter. The last prayer point we are going to be praying is, oh God, in this day and time, if you are looking for a man and a woman you will use, let me be available. Let me be available. If you desire to be effective, a woman and a man that you want God to encounter you now, come to the front. Let's cry before the Lord right now and ask the Lord and say, oh God, I will not be a woman that will be wasted in this time. No, 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 no. I have been mentored by women, they are afraid. I have been mentored by men, they are afraid. Oh God, all of us desire an encounter. We need an encounter. We need an encounter. Cry out to the Lord. This thing goes beyond ministry. It's the integrity of the kingdom we are preserving. The integrity of the kingdom. A generation will fail. A kingdom will fail. It's not about a ministry. It's not about a church. No, no, no. It's about our family. It's about our husband. It's about our sisters. It's about our life. It's about the heritage. God will not be looking for a woman, and I am available. No, no, no. I am available. Father, use me. Use me, oh God. Cry unto the Lord. Now is not the time to be proud and arrogant. You don't know what I'm talking about. Cry. You may never know what I'm saying. After 5 years, when you backslide, you know. After 10 years, when you backslide, you know. You must cry. It's not about ministry, no. It's not about the church. It's about your life. It's about your generation. It's about my life. I am Holy Ghost. Reveal yourself to me. Open my eyes to see you. I need an encounter. Holy Ghost, reveal yourself to me. Yeah.
open my eyes to see. I need an encounter.
I can feel it. I can feel it.
Open my eyes to see. I need an encounter.
Jesus,
reveal yourself to me. Open my eyes to see. I need an encounter.
Jesus.
angel of the Lord coming to the hall. As this light angel came into the hall, I saw the Lord himself coming together with them, escorted within an army. And I hear the Lord say, an army will rise. Yes. We will rise as apostolic and prophetic voices. It will amaze men how you rose. Men will never understand. They can never. These ones will come by the people and the build-up of the Lord. If you are humble enough, the Lord will make you. If you are humble enough, the Lord will find you. You say, I look for a man. I sought for a man. God has helped me so much. He has loved me so much. From the same powers of the Lord, I am a man that God has helped. When I cry, the Lord comes. Why? I know him. But I assure you, too, you know him. It's a moment of encounters. We don't need too many people. We need few. We are almost like 50. At the front here, it's enough number. I assure you, it will rise as a voice that can never be rejected. You cannot backslide. Cannot. God, pray for them. Any sickness in your body right now, it is gone. Every weakness in the body, as our hands come upon you, I release the strength of the Lord. The strength of the Lord. I rebuke every infirmity. I rebuke every sickness. Every blood condition, I change in the name of Jesus. Pains in your body, I rebuke them. Headache, migraines, stomach ache, ulcer, diabetes, blood pressure, cancer, growth in your body, infection, every kind of oppression of the devil, I break it right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I bring you healing, healing. Every kind of oppression at night, whatsoever kind of demon attacking you at night, by the authority of God upon my life, in the name of Jesus, I bring you the help of the Lord. I bring you the help of the Lord. I bring you the help of the Lord. Living bodies to latch upon. He said, where the living bodies are, there will the eagles gather. I saw an eagle in the spirit. The eagle was offering around. He was looking for living bodies to latch upon. He said, strength that comes upon a believer that grants him the ability to move beyond the limit of his mates. You'll be elevated from the spirit. It's a promotion. This is not about Philip Cephas. It's a vacancy in the spirit. You have not seen God help your man before. You have tried to help yourself. But when God help you, it will amaze men. It will be a wonder and a sign. Many of you are going to begin to experience a dimension of ego. It's a flight in the spirit. a flight. It's a flight. Hold your hands together and pray. Hold your hands. I see you as new generation leaders, new generation apostolic voice that will rise. It's beyond Nasarawa State. I have gone beyond the limit of Nasarawa State. I am a son of the Most High, a son of Elohim. No one can stand against me. It goes beyond the shores of this state. You are called to the body of Christ. This is beyond denomination. It's beyond a church. Out of her in the name of Jesus. Out of her. I, Philip Cephas, bring with the liberty of the Lord. I bring with the liberty of the Lord. Many of you are going to begin to experience tremendous encounters. Tremendous encounters. Tremendous. Father, in the name of Jesus, as you have helped me, begin to help this one. Begin to help this one. Come, let's pray for them. As the Lord has helped us, the President Daniel Eslan Yuma, I saw a new strength come upon you for the next level. A new strength. There is no competition in this. It's an election of grace. But grace look by us. Say, I am what I am by the grace of God. That grace is not in vain. In that I labor. I labor when grace selects you. Young lady, come. I see a strong grace of the Lord upon you. A strong grace of the Lord upon you. The Lord said, I will give you a voice among the women in the generation to come. You will be a voice of restoration, salvaging women from confusion and out of obscurity. He said, you have gone through a lot of things, but yet again, the strength to break through has been given unto you, that you may keep others aright and keep into the discipline of the kingdom. And then the Lord said, I will give unto you the scepter of rulership and the scepter of righteousness. For my name's sake, says the Lord. Yet again, the crown of shame is taken away from you, and the crown of honor and beauty is put upon you. Lord, say, I will make you a voice. I will make you a voice that cannot be resisted in this end time. I will sharpen you. I will purify you. As a potter make the pot by the clay. Lord, say, I will make you. And you shall become the handmaid of my displeasure, the beauty of my splendor. To you I will walk. To you our advanced nation. To you our conquer territories. By you the standard of the Lord will preserve in our day and time. Many shall not fall by your side. You shall be an effective builder, an effective equiper, a contributor to the advancement of the kingdom of heaven. Spirit said, from today you have been done that. From today you have been separated. From today you have been consecrated unto the Lord. To me shall you belong, says the Lord God of hosts. Here I come to you like beloved. My beloved is mine and I my beloved. From today, intimacy begin to call unto you. The need to fellowship with the Lord in a greater strength. That the prophetic strength within you awake, and the intercessory grace in you arise. That from within you women shall be preserved. From within you the destiny of men shall be preserved. The dimension of the witness among the midwife, she that will ensure that the destiny of women is being better. In this day and time, Lord God of heaven, strength to you. Now, if you will accept us, contribute my own quarter to your development. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. I ask, O God, the Lord God of heaven, preserve you all. I decree, O God, the same way the Lord has helped me, He will help you. I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I am the grace of the Lord. pray, God, that from tonight, let us begin the encounters. May the Lord God of heaven never be done with you until you are made, until he has found you a faithful man that he can use. From today, I ask, O God, wherever men stop, you will continue. You will never fail the kingdom. Never. May the grace of the Lord rest upon you to keep and to preserve. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for having me around. Somebody I took a little bit of your time. Thank you so much. I love you all. Thank you so much.